everybody. Welcome to day 13 of our 2 months reading in the Gospel of Mark. And today we're going to read the parable of the sower. It's in Mark 4, 1 to 20. It's the sower sows the seed. There's four different responses of the heart. Are you ready? We're going to read it right now. Mark 4, verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd had gathered around him. It was so large that he got into a boat and set it out into the lake, sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore, the water's edge. And he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching, he said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Others, seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. And still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. I'm going to stop. Four different areas of soil the seeds landed. And Jesus is going to tell us a interpretation of this, and it's pretty amazing. Verse 9, Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, listen up. And when he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables, and he said, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may ever be seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven. And Jesus said to them, don't you understand this parable? How will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sowed. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, that's you and me, I believe, come on, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. My thinking is that God wants fruitfulness. He gives us the seed of his word. I love his word. I read it. God speak to me. And there's fruitfulness because we're hearing the word and accepting the word. This is truth. I want to pray right now. Lord, thank you for this great parable, truth. We want to be those of good soil. We want to right now receive your word, hear your word, obey your word, and fruitfulness will flow from our lives 30, 60, 100 times. I pray for us all for fruitfulness today in Jesus' name. Amen. My thinking is I believe for fruitfulness today. Why not? Why not? I believe for fruitfulness today. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.